Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by our patrons. You fucking rock.
Hey guys, got around to listening to the Jordan Peterson section again, and 100% agree with y'all. You're 100% right, but I think it sounds almost like what he's keying in on is that he doesn't think we actually enforce monogamy. Like, all the things he talks about for us enforcing monogamy, we actually do. But I think he thinks that leftists are trying to push a non-monogamous sort of state, and that's why he's harping on it, and that we need to enforce it. He thinks that there's so many people in poly relationships that they're stealing all the women, and that's why these guys can't get laid. Thanks, guys. Glory hole.
Hey, guys. I donated to Vulgarity for charity. I only donated like $50, but that's because I have a shit part-time job, and that's a lot for me. But yeah, I don't know why I called. But yeah, I did it. Okay. Bye.
Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Recording live from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago, this is Cognitive Dissonance. Every episode we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence to any topic that makes the news, makes it big, or makes us mad. It's skeptical, it's political, and there is no welcome mat. This is episode Wednesday, it says on my notes. This is episode Wednesday, Cecil. 444. This is episode 444. Today, Cecil, I am proud of myself. I hope you're proud of yourself today. I don't know if you realize this. This is a first for you, buddy. You get to put the 26.2 on your car because we are doing a marathon.
It's not a first, man. This isn't our first marathon.
No, it's
that's
not.
That's for sure.
Today, we are doing some extra double plus ultra recording special.
Yeah.
So you guys are going to be getting all of your shows on the normal release schedule, but we are not going to be recording on a normal release schedule. No. So I am telling you this because if over the course of the next three episodes, we become increasingly silly, slap happy, and incoherent.
Or we don't answer your hate mail.
Yes. It is
that's
very likely
mostly what it's like. We're not going to answer your shitty tweets or your hate mail for the next couple of weeks. We're just going to avoid those. Yeah. So.
All right, Cecil. So let's go ahead and jump right into the madness. I'm exhausted. I don't know about you. I've spent my whole morning raking so that my house wouldn't catch on fire. So this story is from the AP. Finland's president rakes memory. I love it. I love it, AP. I love it.
That's a little snarky there, AP.
For source of
for
Trump
AP,
remarks.
That's pretty
that's
snarky.
It is.
That's pretty. I would expect something from like a fake news media like CNN.
Something like CNN. Well, they're having a harder time reporting without Jim Acosta, who's back, by the way. Yeah, welcome back, Jim.
I heard, you know, it's funny. I listened to a couple podcasts, political podcasts and stuff, and one of the liberals on one of those shows had a really great comment. And she was like, when Jim Acosta's pass got pulled, she was like, good, maybe go out there and do some real reporting then, because just getting what the president has to say isn't real reporting anymore.
Yeah,
it's just what he has to say. You could send an intern in there to do that work, because you're not like those people are real reporters with like real cred and can be digging up some really interesting shit. But instead, they're just sort of sitting in this room and they're just asking questions that aren't going to get answered anyway. Waste of fucking intern's time.
It is. I know. But like, we've got to ask the question, because like at some point, just the refusal to answer is its own story.
Sure,
you know what I mean?
Get an intern in there to do it. You know what I mean? Because like, they're not going to answer anything. They've never answered anything.
Right.
They've pushed. They lie directly to the... And so it doesn't matter whether Jim Acosta or an intern is saying, but that's not true.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You know what I mean?
Like, who asks the hard question that nobody answers?
And it's also super obvious, right? Like, you have a guy who's, you know, like reporters who have been on the beat for 20 years that are good, solid journalists that are just saying, I mean, you don't need a super genius to go, that's just not true. Like, I can do that. I'm an idiot. And I can look at the president and be like, that's just not true. Like, you didn't say that. And so I feel like, you know, like, it's a good point. It's a really good point.
I wonder if part of it is that like, is that these sort of like hard boiled reporters, like they're willing to, they'd be willing to like stand in front of somebody like the president without being intimidated in maybe a way that like somebody's like, oh, my whole career rests on this, you know, like that might be part
maybe
of the
game. Might be, but it's also, you also got to think too, is like we have sort of created a cult of personality around the president in a way that is unhealthy.
Yes.
And like the press conferences and stuff that we do, the sort of, and there's a, like the same woman said, we're treating him like a king, and we don't need to do that. We don't need to weigh on every second of his life. What we need to do is just say, okay, that's a dumb thing. Get the fuck out of here. You know, like there's been some amazing reporting since the president's come into office.
That's very true.
Some amazing reporting.
Very true.
Deep in-depth reporting that has uncovered some really horrible shit. And so just keep doing that.
Yeah. But like, wouldn't that leave like only the sycophants to take?
I mean, like I'm saying, you send somebody in there that's that's going to ask the question. It's just not that guy. It's just not that guy who has 20 years experience.
I want, like when you say the cult of personality, it's like, I'm thinking again, like about that whole, like the have a beer litmus test, you know, that we run with who we want to be elected. Like, ah, it's a guy I'd love to have a beer with. Oh, okay. Well, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Like if you think that matters, like pay attention to the words I'm saying. Right now, this is directed at you. If you think that matters, you are individually and personally a fucking idiot. Like, that is a stupid fucking rubric to use.
I agree. I think one of the things that we have to pay attention to, though, too, and I think the Democrats, we did this to ourselves. We created a cult of personality around Obama. In a big way.
We did it with Clinton, too, though.
Remember
when he's on late night playing the saxophone?
I think it was a little less with Clinton, but I think you're right. There was a level of that with Clinton.
What about with Reagan? Wasn't there a cult of personality on Reagan?
But I think like that's it's a recent history thing, it feels like. It doesn't feel like a...
I bet it's TV related, man.
I think probably right. I think it has to do with the more time we want to get these people on TV. Yeah. But, you know, you look at... especially the press conferences with Obama in the same way. Like they started really sending the bigger, better names to Obama's press conferences to ask these questions. You know what I mean? So I think that there's some blame on both sides. I would say,
I don't know, man.
And there's like, also good people and fine people on both sides.
Let's pull the tiki torches. Yeah. Speaking of tiki torches, if you have too many of them, don't drop them in the forest. The forest has not been raked. Evidently, that's the solution to
raking
the problem of wildfires in California.
They do it in Finland. That's the key.
Trump actually said when he was talking about the mismanagement of the forests, and he was trying to find some blame to lay for the devastating fires. And I love the name of the fire in Northern California, Camp Fire.
That's pretty
great. Like whoever thought of that one, that's... Camp Fire.
I think the key is just all you have to do is just place a bunch of stones around. It'll contain it. It'll be fine.
All you do is just fly over with a helicopter, the world's largest marshmallow to roast over it.
Giant graham cracker and chocolate you squash it in.
Finally, it's done.
Oh, God.
You're trying to rotate it so you get that golden, but like I never have the patience for that.
There's really genuinely... not a lot better than a real good s'more by the... I mean, that's a good thing. A s'more by the campfire is...
You and I have had this conversation. Yeah. I have had maybe two good s'mores in my life, and they're amazing.
Yeah.
All the rest of the s'mores I've had, I make myself, which means I impatiently set my marshmallow on fire, and I get mad at the marshmallow for being on fire, and I shake it into the... And then it's like kind of cold in the middle and still hard and shitty. And it's like fucking frog spit on the outside. And my, I do not have the patience to make s'mores.
If you could sous vide s'mores, that would be perfect.
It would be amazing. Right?
Wouldn't that be amazing? That'd be perfect.
I don't know why.
I think it would soggy up the cracker. You'd have to do it after or something.
But you could sous vide the marshmallow.
But then why don't you just use fluff? Why not just spread fluff on it if that's the case?
Because you wouldn't get the golden. I guess you wouldn't out of the sous vide either. Yeah, but then you could like take your butane torch.
You're making the most world's most like deconstructed, but also most impossible to make s'more. Oh God, I want to talk about this Finland thing though, Finland guy, the guy from Finland, whoever it is, I don't know other people's prime ministers or president. Yeah. He basically said, "Yeah, we talked about it, but I just said, yeah, we maintain our forests, not we rake our forests."
Cecil. Think about, so I got to tell you this.
Okay, go ahead.
I looked it up out of curiosity, and there's about 190 million acres of national forest. Think about,
there's not even that many illegal immigrants.
I'm sorry. So I see there's this guy at my work that like I talk to sometimes about politics, and I see him in the parking lot the other day, and Jesus, I see him, I was like, "Hey, where's your rake, Bob?" And he looks over at me. And he's like, "What?" I'm like, "Where's your rake, man? I don't want this place to catch on fire."
Forest fires.
And he says, "Oh, you're talking about the 129 million dead trees that, you know, laying in the forest." I was like, "Oh, well, who's going to pay for that to get raked up? We're going to rake up all the dead trees, Bob.
You get that guy from Game of Thrones,
tossing
them all in a big pile.
I'm like, and I was like, "Oh, maybe we should get some illegal immigrants to help us with it."
Exactly. Huh? You don't even have enough with the caravans to do all that. Just give them a rake when they come in.
Can you imagine like how many bags of leaves? Like think about like raking your yard. You rake one tree, it's like fucking like 12 bags of leaves.
But could you imagine that one excited kid that gets to jump in?
And then like you just now have this like, where would you take all of this and like we brought 129 million dead trees.
You're just staring at it, waiting for one lonely spark to land in the pile.
Oh man, that's actually worse.
You
now.
Know what this reminds me of? What he said, "All we need to do is rake it." Do you remember that fucking Limbaugh when he's like, "You know, algae just eats oil. It just eats it right up. It just eats it right up." It's like the same thing. It's like, "All we need is a rake, guys. All we need is a rake and algae to eat the fire. That's all we need." But like, it eats algae like I eat OxyContin. Am I right?
Seriously, like this is a guy whose only experience of nature is the golf course. Yeah, and I'm not even kidding.
Exactly.
Like, he's like, "Whatever, on my golf course, those are almost never on fire."
Everything for this guy.
Put a sprinkler system in the middle of the fucking forest.
All he needs is a greenskeeper, guys. What?
Who's even out there maintaining the forest? Nobody maintains forests. They don't. That's not how.
But you know what's so funny is this guy is he's very much a rich guy.
Yeah.
And you can tell he's never had to deal with any real systematic problems before.
No.
All he's ever done is look at his underlings and say, "Fix it."
Yeah.
Just fix it. Like, you know, "Hey, it looks like we're not going to get that permit for that one building to get the fucking floor guard leash up in it." And you're just like, and he's like, "Okay, great. Just fix it."
Yeah.
Like,
tell me when it's there.
Exactly. He doesn't care.
Wednesday is when I want that.
He doesn't care.
So have it Tuesday.
He doesn't. Right. All he cares about is the deadline and the final product. He doesn't care how it gets done.
Right.
He's a delegator. So this is a perfect example of him never getting his hands dirty once in his entire life, never ever having to problem solve anything except for looking at somebody and saying, "Fix it."
Well, I love his solution. He's like, he tweeted out like, "If the forestry management is so bad, that's why we're having these fires." It literally has nothing to do with why we're having these fires. These fires, and I read a whole article about specifically Camp Fire, which again, I love the name. I love it so much. And it basically was like, look, this wasn't even a brush fire. This was not a fire which was started or made worse because of dry brush vegetation, which is a problem in some forested areas due primarily to climate change.
It was made by Smokey because he's pissed about Hillary. That's what it is.
But like Trump's solution is like, do a better job managing it. I'm not giving you any more money. So he's punishing you like a kid who didn't clean his room, except for like, there's nobody to do, like, he's basically saying, like, we need to do more work, let's give them less resources with which to do the work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
How I'm the fuck is that going
to
help?
I'm going to cut your budget and you're just going to have to work longer hours. And
free.
I will send you rakes. Like I will send them to you.
My illegal immigrants are only using theirs on the designated illegal immigrant. I love that the Finland president's like, yeah, oh, hey, we never said that. Yeah. Cause that's crazy.
Yeah.
Can
you state categorically?
You are fake news.
Sir,
go ahead.
Can you state categorically that nobody? No, Mr. President-elect, that's not appropriate.
All right. This story is from USA Today. Fox News host. Guys, Fox News host.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a couple of them that are coming out that are starting to be like, holy shit, that guy.
Right. Yeah. There has to be this moment of reckoning where you're like, all right, look, I wanted things to go my way, but this isn't even my way.
Yeah.
So Fox News host Chris Wallace tells Trump the world sees him as beacon for repression. I love this because Chris Wallace does not let up on it.
No.
Chris Wallace on Fox News.
Yeah.
Chris Wallace takes it to him. Wallace says, Barack Obama whined about Fox News all the time, but he never said we were the enemy of the people. This is a direct response to Trump calling the news media the enemy of the people. Trump says in response that nobody believes in the First Amendment more than he does, but he says basically it's only the news outlets that he considers fake news.
That's exactly it.
Chris Wallace says, but you consider criticism fake news. Yeah. I'm summarizing a little bit, but not a lot.
Yeah.
He says like it's not just news that's fake, it's news you don't like that you call fake. And then Trump, like, just, he's got no fucking answer for this stuff.
He keeps on backing up. And he says at one point, because the main thing is we're going back to that Acosta thing, right? Fox News, it says Fox News joined other media outlets in filing briefs in support of CNN's lawsuit. Because CNN sued the White House and to try to get Acosta back in, And right after that happened, Trump tweeted basically like, look, we'll just throw him out again. Like, we'll just do it again. And like, everybody's, and CNN's like, they go back to the judge. Well, they went back to the judge. They're like, is this the same thing? And they're like, no, they can't act yet. But, you know, we're basically in a position right now where the president is deciding, like you said earlier, which sycophants get to sit in the room. Yeah. Not, you know, who is going to ask a hard question. It's who's in the room that's going to agree with me. And this is one of those moments where it's sort of a, you know, they call them come to Jesus moments or whatever. You know what I mean? Like there's a moment here where everybody
is
looking.
Which is different than a come on Jesus moment.
It is because it gets in his beard. It's like that royal icing when he eats, you know, it's just in his beard.
But this is why we need the illegal immigrants. The come to Jesus moment it's
come to Jesus.
Brought to you by caravans.
But you know, it's really interesting that you're, like you said, they're coming to the aid of CNN and he says here, he says, this is Trump. And if he misbehaves, we'll throw him out or we'll stop the news conference. And, you know, he said, and we'll probably get sued for that. I want to read this last piece though. He says at one point in the interview, Wallace asked Trump about the criticism from retired Navy, Admiral. Is it an Admiral? William McRaven. What an awesome name. William McRaven.
Admiral McRaven.
That's the greatest name. If he didn't change his name to that, like that is like when you're born, when you're shit out of the womb as a McRaven, you have to be like a general or an admiral or something.
You know for a dead certain fact that squinty eyed and steely visioned watching 9/11, Admiral McRaven looked at those buildings fall and just said, Nevermore.
So he said, he basically said like, look, that guy, that McRaven guy, he's one who led the operations that hunted down Saddam Hussein and killed Osama bin Laden. And Trump said look, that guy, he's a Hillary Clinton fan and an Obama backer. And then he said, Osama bin Laden should have been caught sooner.
I'd have caught him sooner. Oh, would you have caught him during the Republican presidency where he was?
Yeah, did you? Like, what about when we were funding him? It was probably like, pretty easy to catch that.
They had 7 fucking years before Obama was in charge to catch that motherfucker that they didn't catch him, right?
Yeah, right.
I mean, like, the buildings fell in 2001, right? Yeah,
but they fell really slow until the Obama presidency.
No, I thought they started in 2000. Than the speed of gravity.
They started in 2001, but they actually finally, the last person died and they hit the ground in 2009, right after the election. That's what happened. The same thing happened to the stock market. It was up real high and then it fell perfectly when Obama entered office. That's exactly
what happened. I love it. It's like, I know you beat his ass, but I'd have beat his ass faster.
I bet you, you know, we'd all beat his ass.
We could have.
Because we'd have been there. If we were there,
right,
it would have totally changed the whole equation.
It's true in some cases, but they aren't all valedictorians. They weren't all brought in by their parents. For everyone who's a valedictorian, there's another 100 out there that they weigh 130 pounds and they've got calves the size of cantaloupes because they're hauling 75 pounds of marijuana across the desert.
All right. This story comes from Vanity Fair. Administration admits the border deployment was a $200 million election stunt. So the Pentagon is withdrawing about 5,800 troops from the border as early as like pretty much now.
Yeah.
You know, on the now side, like when you're hearing this,
sure,
pretty much on the now side. Now that doesn't in any way mean that we are safe, quote unquote, from the caravan. It just means that the midterms are over and this was never about anything other than fear mongering. And like, I mean, like this should be a scandal of genuinely, this should be a scandal of epic proportion that the military was used. Now your money, but also ostensibly the lives and the deployment and the disruption to families, et cetera. The blatant use of the military as an election tool, as a piece of fear-mongering electioneering bullshit. They sent them out there like, oh, we're going to secure the border. Something, something. Midterms are over.
Yeah.
Now the border. Sure. I mean, it's so fucking transparent.
Yeah.
If Obama, if any other president, if any, I don't care. I'm just take Obama back. I take it back. If this had happened at any other point in history where we cared about things anymore.
Yeah.
But I think we're in a post giving a shit phase in the world. Like, I don't know that like we have the ability to differentiate the real from the surreal any longer.
It'd be, you know, it's, I was thinking about it. It's like, imagine you and, you know, like, let's say you're a mid-level manager at a business and you and your other mid-level manager are, you both work for the same business, but you're kind of rivals, right? You're both trying to do, you know, certain things.
This is hard for me to picture.
I know, right? It's basically,
I'm having a tough time right now.
Your job. But anyway.
So I go to work on Tuesday.
A lot of people have to do this. Imagine if you were just like in the middle of like the worst time of the year. Like, let's say you're trying to put your budgets together.
Okay.
The guy, the guy sends a fucking marching band to your office to just sit and bang on cymbals and play the Stars and Stripes Forever and march around your thing all day, distracting you.
Right.
So you can't get your work done. So you can't do it. It's the same. It's like a very similar situation. It's like they're forcing this to happen where people see this as a threat, right? Everybody's talking about, like, look at Fox and Friends.
Uh-huh.
Every single day.
Oh, my God,
day.
The caravan's full of terrorists.
It's a bunch of kids looking for asylum and a bowl of fucking cereal. That's really what it is. But no, they're a bunch of fucking terrorists. You know where they are right now? They're in Tijuana waiting in line to get into fucking America. That's where they are right now. Yep. Waiting in line. Being like, okay, here we go. This is where we wanted to be.
But see that, and that's really problematic for this narrative, right?
Yeah.
Is that, like, they're here and they're attempting to follow the rule of law, right? And that is that fucks up the whole narrative. The whole narrative breaks.
Sure.
If they don't try to like swim across the Rio Grande, right?
Exactly.
Like if they're not trying to do that
and,
shit.
You know, get coyote to cross and all that. And it's like, no, that they came up here, they're refugees, they're looking for asylum like all refugees do, and they're going to a correct checkpoint and being like, hey man, I'd like to get in.
Like crazily, now the response of the administration is to change the laws regarding asylum as fast as possible.
Yeah.
So that the existing laws, which we'd all fucking agreed were okay until all of a sudden the wrong people wanted it.
Yeah.
And now we're going to change the laws. All of this should be like, and I'm not even fucking around. Like all of this should be the biggest scandal, but like we're at a place in history where like the biggest scandal is only upset by the biggest scandal.
No, the next.
And so like
you
got like Wednesday scandal and like, it's actually difficult to keep up with. And like, we should be outraged. Yeah. We should look at this and be like, wait a minute. You mobilized 6,000 American troops as an election stunt.
Do you remember 2 weeks ago when there was a pipe bomber, Tom? Do you remember that?
I actually didn't. I forgot about it.
Yeah, until I just told you, right? You forgot about it, right? There was a guy.
There was a pipe bomber.
Yeah.
I literally forgot.
Motivated by hate speech and divisiveness that is in this country that is fomented by this president constantly.
Yeah.
That guy fucking was there. He was there.
You're completely right. I literally forgot.
Yeah. Bet you did. Yeah. Right? Nobody died. That's why you fucking forgot about
it. But I would have forgotten even if people did die, right?
Yeah. That's probably just true.
Because, like, do you remember the last mass shooting? Because I don't remember which one was the last one.
Well, there was just one in Chicago a couple days ago. That was at a Mercy Hospital.
That's ironic.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking, we're going to have to change the name.
Yeah. Alanis Morissette was standing there with a fly in her Chardonnay. Just like, I don't know.
She just dumps it out like for her homies. Yeah. Just like, it's just irony dump for my homies.
I want to relay something. And I don't know how analogous this is, but every week in my neighborhood, and I live in a pretty upscale neighborhood in Chicago. Every week in my neighborhood, about 50 to 100 homeless people congregate in my neighborhood.
Okay.
And there's a place that gives them breakfast on Saturday mornings.
Okay.
Every Saturday morning, it's a place right by us, Grace something church or something. I don't know if it's a church or a Methodist place or something where people gather, but they give them breakfast. Every week, those people are there. Every week, those people show up. Every week, they stand out in a big line. Every week, there's a whole bunch of people that are homeless that are in my neighborhood. And, you know, you could look at that two ways. You could look at it like these people are looking at
that. Well, I would see that as an invasion.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how
right?
I would see that.
You could look at it. You could look at it as a person who's, you know, in your really nice place, looking out of your window and saying, man, look at this filth that comes here and clogs up this neighborhood every Saturday. I'm going to do something about that. Or you can look at it and be like, man, what a great thing that we're helping people.
Yeah, what a great thing that I live in a place that I have so much.
Yeah.
That the people with less, because if you were the, like, if you lived in a country where like people were like, I'm just passing through. Cause your country doesn't have anything to offer or that you know what I mean? Like, we are in a place where it's like, holy shit, I'm so fucking fortunate that the world, you know, looks to me as a place to come for comfort and solace and succor.
Yeah.
And like, that is not because you owned it, like, or because you deserve it or because you did anything that makes you a better person. You literally just got fortunate.
Yeah.
That's it. Almost none of you had anything to do with that at all.
Yeah.
So like, there is a meanness to protecting what's yours at the brutal expense of other people, particularly when the give that you personally will be required to give in order to make those people comfortable, in order to give them some aid, is so small.
I think that's the key.
It's like,
it's infinitesimal.
So small. Like, what are you going to, you're out, you know, a few dollars a year in taxes. I mean, literally like a few dollars a year for most of us in taxes. And in order for these people to have, you know, food and clothing and education and all the things that you didn't fucking earn that you have, it has nothing to do with you. You just got lucky.
Right.
You got lucky. So to deny what you took and you're happy to take, I'm happy to take what I didn't earn.
Yeah.
But I am unwilling to give even the smallest amount that literally you would not notice in order to give back to other people.
Right, right.
That makes you mean. You can't get away from that.
Yeah, no,
you can't.
It makes you selfish. It makes you mean.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't disagree.
That 100% makes you a bad person. And you can't get away from that judgment.
These are not people who are running out, like, away from their good paying jobs in, you know, Mexico to get a better paying job somewhere else. They're not shopping around their resume somewhere they're not doing that.
No.
These are people who have nothing, or people who are fleeing violence. These are people who are really in trouble. That's the thing. You don't leave a comfortable place or a semi-comfortable place for America. You leave a desperate place to come to America.
And like, here's a litmus test. You would do the same thing.
Absolutely.
You would have a moral imperative to do the same thing, to not do the, if you are a person who is supporting other people, if you have a family, if you have children, if you have a wife, if you have whatever it is in your life that you are required to support, you have to have a moral fucking imperative to do the same thing. So like, to deny somebody access to what you yourself would do in their situation.
Right.
That makes you a fucking mean-spirited hypocrite.
Yeah.
You can't get away from that. You just can't.
Hillary called them deplorable. They're not deplorable.
Th- This is from CNN. Hold crooked Ivanka accountable. This is great. So Ivanka Trump has been caught using her personal email.
Yeah.
For government business, basically. Yeah. She, I guess, used her personal email for all of her scheduling, according to the articles that I read.
Yeah.
And Trump came out, you know, Donald came out, and he said, look, it's different than Hillary because reasons. And
something, I gotta go.
Anyway, her last name is Trump. So
that's exactly
you guys,
it.
We'd all fuck her, right?
That's exactly
we'd all fuck. Everyone raise your hand. I know I'm her dad, but like I would definitely put my penis in that. You guys would too.
Well, you know, there's all those assholes in the Rust Belt. Like, she looks like a you know a frog that got turned into an heiress. You know what I mean? Like she's
got a giant fucking mouth. You know what I mean? I think the reason why I like her, she looks like a fucking smallmouth bass. I think that's the thing.
Yeah, these guys don't need all that space. Yeah, exactly. I'm just saying, like you're not filling up that
hole.
I don't
like Hillary. She made my balls feel small.
But you know, like this whole thing is just bullshit. It's like you know. And I know we've talked about this 100 times, the hypocrisy of it. It's all the hypocrisy of it. Like whenever you just point out and you say, look, you've said this before, you've made these points before. In fact, the one pivotal point of the election, if you'll remember,
the
major email scandal popped up as the Access Hollywood tapes came out,
right?
Like, so just as the Access Hollywood tapes are coming out, that's when the WikiLeaks dropped all these emails and said, hey, guys, look at all this stuff. And then that's when it got brought back up again and it kept on getting bring up. So, yeah, this absolutely is a pivotal point in the election.
Like, there are things that are like, there are things about this that just like, again, like, I don't know how we're in this crazy world. Like, first of all, like, why does Ivanka have anything to do with official government business?
I don't know.
Why did he just, he like fucking hired his children.
Yeah.
He hired his fucking...
He was going to get the best people.
The best people. Pause and think about that for a second.
The very best.
I'm going to kill myself.
I know.
I'm going to kill myself on this show. Ivanka, like, from this article, I laughed because it was like, this is a quote from the CNN article. It turns out President's daughter, who serves as senior advisor to him, has been using her personal email for official government business. And they, you can't read that sentence without being like, why do you have anything to do with senior government business?
And it's not just her. It's her and her husband, right?
I know.
Both of them, the whole family. Both of them.
I know.
And then both of their fucking like mongoloid sons, the two like weird like Cro-Magnons that he birthed.
Crazy fucking nepotism administration.
Giant fucking brows on those. Like, right. It's almost like they have an awning on their eyes. Like just,
it's, worse.
You could, you know when that song, Share My Umbrella? You don't have to with those. You could just crawl under their brow and be safe from the rain.
There's going to be somebody who jumps off a building and bounces safely yet comically across their eyebrows.
Spider-Man's gonna shoot a web and swing across.
It's worse than that, though. They look like Donald Trump is their dad.
Yeah, they
That's what they look.
They do.
They look like a paternity test is not needed.
Have you seen the demon that is his father? Like the pictures of his father?
No, I've never seen his father.
You need to look it up, man. That guy, I don't know if he got like fucking hit with a gas attack on the face or something, but he looked like a demon. Like that guy, like genuinely looked like the, he looks like Satan. I'm going to call up a picture. I'm going to do it very quickly.
All right.
Look at that thing.
Oh my God.
Look at that thing. Look at that. Come on.
I feel bad. Like that acid attack, like really did a number.
It really
on him.
Did. Look at this guy.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He's like liver spot, the person.
God, his smug, ugly fucking son is actually better looking.
I know.
Think about that. Like,
but then like, and then it's like evolution and then de-evolution when you come to his sons. Like, they're like moonwalking back through that.
One of them just crawls into the ocean.
He like sort of slides and you're like, I'm going here.
You know, I also want to say like Ivanka's justification is amazing because it's basically, she's like, I didn't know.
Yeah.
You didn't know. Your dad literally ran on a platform of her emails.
You know what's interesting is there was another fucking article that I saw where they were talking about like how Ivanka will try to look, will make herself look intelligent and smart sometimes, and then also like play the ditzy blonde role. Sure. And she's doing that right now with like the whoopsie, sorry, didn't know that that was bad. I'm sorry. Yeah, I had no idea.
Because she knows that's going to work.
She knows
right?
it's going to yeah. get her out of trouble.
Yeah. Right.
And it's like, Jesus Christ, there's no standard. And it's like, look, I know that there's a lot of people out there that are like, Hillary was corporate, Hillary was this. There's a lot of reasons why she lost the election. And that's true. I do admit that. Yeah. She didn't campaign well. She did a couple other things that I think were missteps. I think that there was a lot of, you know, people who didn't like her just in general. But I think like there was a lot of people. And if you listen, I remember with the Thomas Smith thing, when he had those people on, they were talking about her emails.
Yeah,
they had a conversation about like,
about her email.
You know, about her email. And a lot of people use that as a talking point. Butter email, butter email. This is an administration that is doing the exact fucking same thing for convenience. Because it's convenient to do, they're doing the exact same thing, and there's no accountability.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is a blatant leveraging of privilege, right?
That's exactly what this is.
It's a blatant leveraging of privilege. Yeah.
It's when I do it, it doesn't matter.
Well, that's the thing is that like, we know that like, it doesn't actually matter, that everybody leverages their privileges. Yeah. This is the point where we're supposed to call it out.
I'm important.
And notice it.
And less important people might have to follow the rules, but I don't because I'm important.
What makes you think she is a witch? Well, she turned me into a newt. A newt. Got better. Burn already!
So normally we don't play other people's news reporting.
Right.
But I feel like in this story, and this is a story from Newsweek, number of witches rises dramatically across U.S.
And I have to already disagree. None of you are witches.
Oh, no, you call yourself whatever you want.
Oh, yeah.
I'm fucking Superman, Tom.
Yeah, I know, right? That's why I laughed when I saw this story. It's like, number of witches rises.
Yeah. I mean, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm also a Tyrannosaurus Rex because I have fucking short, stunty arms.
You can also subscribe to Cook's Country and call yourself a chef.
Right.
It doesn't mean you are. But I want to play this because we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
But this is someone else's reporting. However, the reporting is very minimal. What it is mostly is sort of a cobbled together interview with a lot of these people. And this is...
Okay.
My favorite part is they're the witches of Instagram.
I was going to say the same thing.
That's my favorite part. I want that to be the sequel to Witches of Eastwick. That's what I want.
Meet the witches of Instagram. Yeah. I saw that. I saw that. And I seriously, Cecil, I looked at that title and I sighed and I want to get in a time machine and go back to before all this.
I want to do before.
I can't.
Can I do the before?
I'm just like, I can't this at all.
Oh, God.
I can't. Any of this?
I watched this video, and I was just like, "Oh my God,
the witches of
people
Instagram.
Are insane." So I want to play this. This is the witches of Instagram.
This is what we're doing with this technology.
This is, like I said, though, this is reporting from Newsweek. This is not ours, but we are going to talk about what the witches have to say.
Yeah, we waste everything we build.
When you think of witches, you probably imagine pointy hats, black cats, and broomsticks. Evil old hags or young women dressed all in black.
You don't tell me what to imagine when I imagine a witch. You don't tell me what to imagine.
I imagine sexy witches. That's what I imagine.
Who doesn't imagine sexy?
Come on.
Ever since The Craft came out when I was a teenage boy.
I was thinking more along the lines of Wizard of Oz, but okay, if you want to go with The Craft, you do, buddy.
All right.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
While fairy tale witches might gather under the cover of darkness, modern witches are meeting on Instagram. They use the hashtag Witches of Instagram, which currently has almost 2 million posts.
Cecil, this is what we've done with... In this world, in this fucking world, witchery has been reduced to a fucking series of glib memes. Like, are you a good witch or a bad witch? Both. I'm high bihexual. And that is what we are. That is our witches now.
Well, I mean, look at
even our witches are unbelievably fucking lame.
So what is happening with this? So there's right now on the screen, there's these mugs with what looks like quartz and shit in them. And I'm like, that is the worst latte ever.
Look at this.
Looks like it has a washer in it.
Hold on. Witch tip. I'm actually leading up. Witch tip. First of all, witch tip.
I don't know. There's only one that I care about.
Instead of using sand, burn loose incense on a bed of salt. Once cool, mix the salt and ashes together for a simple do-it-yourself black salt. I don't want to do this, any of this anymore.
We are Pinteresting
our witches and then turning them into fucking memes on Instagram.
I think it's amazing.
Like, I think this is amazing.
I think this is
everything is wrong with everything. Yeah. Everything is wrong with everything. Yeah,
we're ruining the integrity of witches, Tom. It's there's all these real witches out there killing kids, putting Aya Newton shit, and they're like, God damn it, I'm not on Instagram.
So it's like at some point though, like, aren't you looking around like, okay, I am so full of shit. I am so full of shit.
Okay, and I'm going to preface this. This is something that's going to come out as you work your way through this, especially with some of the things that they have to say, but this is just attention whoring, man.
That's all it is, right?
Yeah. It's like, do you remember when you were in high school and like being different was an Olympic sport? Like, how different? Look at how different I am.
Right.
I'm so different.
As long as you were different in the ways that your friends were also different.
Well, yeah, exactly. Right. Like, look at this group I belong to.
Right.
Oh yeah. You know, I belong to the stoner group, but I listen to way harder music than just Metallica guys. You know what I mean? Like, or I listen to way more obscure industrial than Nine Inch Nails or, you know, Ministry or whatever. I listen to, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's an Olympic sport. It's like, you know, like, it's how different can you be and how much attention can you get? Look at my peacock feathers. That's all this is. This is just peacock feathers.
Oh, I know.
I mean, it's ridiculous peacock feathers
amplified.
That you then wave and say something in Latin on.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's all any of this is.
Yeah.
This is like, this is building a new fucking lunch table.
Yeah.
This is your fucking cool kid lunch table. And it's so funny because like, we look and we like all look back like, woo, I'm glad that's over.
With high school.
Anyway, guys, can I sit with you? Yeah. I got my tray.
Yeah. I've got my hashtag.
Right?
Yep.
The hashtag is really just something to kind of identify like, hey, we are the witches of Instagram and we are here.
It's just a community of all witches, varying degrees of or levels and
levels.
Levels.
What's your saving throw?
I'm a third degree. Chartreuse level Instagram witch.
Look at this up here.
Like, you should see my witchy Pinterest board.
All right. So what you have here, like some Himalayan salt crystals on a, like it's arranged on a, what looks like a cutting board and some weird, it's like, what are you trying to do? Like summon a charcuterie demon? Like what the
fuck? Wait a minute. Go back. I'm suddenly more interested.
Pardon me, ladies.
That there's somebody like.
I am chorizo. Charcuterie demon. Pardon me. I know the Quiznos demon is more, he's more into sauces,
but I am into
how firmly packed my chorizo is.
He hangs out with the gentrification demon. And
the increasing my home prices demon.
The beard balm demon and the mustache wax demon are also close.
Mustachioed. Oh, God.
There's some fucking witch like arranging the lighting just so on her fucking eye of new fucking cauldron.
Fuck out of here.
To get just the right
just
Instagram.
The right Instagram.
Look how many hearty faces I got on my fucking magic spell.
Ages, ethnicities. It's really cool to see everybody's various practices and their lifestyle and things like that.
You're literally just arranging rocks on a table. That's not a bay leaf.
Dude, that's a bay leaf.
That's a bay leaf, that's a fucking fake cinnamon stick.
That's a garbage
cinnamon block that they shave off of trees.
Seriously, this is garbage bought at Hobby Lobby and the grocery store.
Contact juggling ball here on the table.
No, seriously, this is shit from Hobby Lobby.
That is exactly it.
And like, the grocery store
exactly
that you put on a cutting board and then you took a picture of it. And now you're pretending that you're fucking Sabrina the Teenage Witch or whatever.
I've kind of connected with it because especially as a solitary witch, I'm not able to have that community here physically with me. And so...
Man, you don't have it anywhere else. Just want to like throw that out there.
What were you going to do with the community anyway?
Just get together and have a coven, right?
Or were you going to just like be like, okay, now it's your turn to place a rock on the fucking cutting board.
Yeah, okay, guys.
Now,
there's nobody to play light as a feather, stiff as a board with.
Here's my collection of rocks and glass beads that I got from fucking Joanne's Fabrics.
Using that hashtag, I'm able to connect and find other people that are like-minded or get ideas from people or inspiration from them.
Witches use Instagram to post pictures of their craft, as well as connect and support each other.
Those who have just come out of the broom closet can find advice and help from more established witches.
Hey, I'm going to connect. What I'm going to do is I'm going to look at your pictures of spells that don't work. Yeah. And I'll show you pictures of my spells that don't work. And then we'll all fucking comment like, oh, I love your black salt. That is just salt from the store.
Are they just like connecting with each other and being like, oh, I used that spell last week. And they're like lying to each other about how it worked or something. Do you think?
What? Seriously?
Because what was your conversation? Like, I'm wondering what the conversation is between the two witches. Because you and I used to.
That's a great crystal.
When we used to hang out, there was a guy who used to lie. We hung out with a compulsive liar, right? We used to hang out with this compulsive liar back a long, long time ago.
I forgot about
Absolute compulsive liar. He would tell you something
crazy
that is so patently untrue. You would look at him and be like, that literally can't be like, I just flew to the moon and back. What do you guys think? You know what I mean? He would say shit that crazy.
Yeah, right.
I had to park my Lamborghini 2 blocks away so no one would see it. Or you know what I mean? Like shit like that.
I'm in the witness protection program. Yeah, don't drop me off in my house.
Yeah. He was a crazy person. Yeah. So, but that guy, like he got together probably with other people who just like either tolerated his lies or lied back to him. And then he just pretended to tolerate their lies in the time that they're together. And I wonder, is this the same thing? Like, and I want to ask the listeners this, if you were ever part of this community, right? Like the tarot card reading community, the crystal fucking smelling community, whatever it is, like, did you guys just pretend that these things worked for you? Like, how did your worldview work? That I am very curious. No, but I'm very curious because you're gotta be lying to yourself.
Yeah.
Or you're lying to others or both, right? Like at what level do you stop? Like at what level do you wake up and say, this is absolute bullshit. I did not like that eyelash of frog did not make that guy fall in love.
That's the thing though, is that like none of that matters, I think, because like this is combined, you know, in such a way that like it's not ever going to be about, did the spell work? Because of course the spells don't work. They didn't work. It wouldn't matter. It's fucking magic is not real. This isn't about that. This is just about like, finding ways to self-validate. This is no different than this is really no different than any other kind of, you know, masturbatory self-validating bullshit that people engage in order to, you know, pretend that they have some kind of connection with a community of 1,000 strangers that they don't really have a connection.
But people do it with Jesus all the time.
They do it with everything. They like do it doesn't.
But Jesus is a very, very common one, right?
Right.
People do it with Jesus. They're like, oh, I felt his hand on my back or, you know, I was going to quit. And then I realized that Jesus didn't want me to quit or whatever, you know, whatever it is that they think. And so there are people who think things happen, mystical things happen in the world.
Yeah.
And so I wonder how many things are, you know, self-deluding. How many things are they attributing to this witchcraft? Right. So I'm asking the audience, if you were ever involved in witchcraft, did you know it was bullshit? Did you think it was bullshit, but you didn't care about it because you liked the community? Right. Or did you really believe it? And at what point did you stop believing it? Those are things I'd like to hear from the community. So either leave a voicemail, a short one, 30 seconds, a minute, no longer, or you can send us an email and we'll talk about it on the show.
There's people from, you know, all different time zones. So no matter what time of day or night it is, there's someone to connect to. They really support you and they have your back and they reach out to you and, you know, they want to know that you're doing okay and they want to see what's going on with you.
This is a picture of John Denver.
I know. It's like, what is it? Was he a witch?
Hold on, guys.
Is he a witch?
So right now.
Yeah, it's just like 143 in the video.
It's scanning over people's fucking Instagram pictures. So like, I'm not kidding right now.
Yeah, no, they are Ken Burnsing all these pictures.
On this fucking Instagram picture, here is what they are slow panning over. On the left-hand side, I'm going to tell you everything that's on this. On the left-hand side, there are two marbles. I'm not kidding. Those are just marbles.
Whatever.
Then there is an LP of an Eagles album.
Yeah.
Then there are two LPs of John Denver albums. A Jeff Beck album with a rock on it. What looks to be a piece of Native American beatery of some kind.
And then there's like an Indian
or Buddhist alabaster looking thing. They're just panning over that as if that picture is a meaningful representation
that is indicative
of something.
Of witches.
Right. Yeah. Just, I don't know. And then magic spells because John Denver is going to, oh my God.
Rocky Mountain High.
Never do that again. That would be the bright time.
Fuck you. I crushed that shit.
I never thought I'd be a teacher because I always think I'm an eternal student. But actually, I've been helping a lot of witches and I never said I would share like any spells in my life because I was like, that's a private thing. But recently I've been like, you know, some people need guidance.
I love like, I really thought it was a private thing. You thought that thing that you do on Instagram was a private thing? I was, you know, these are really very private, which is why I put them in this public showcase.
I only share them with my closest 5,000 non-friends.
Yeah, right.
I really feel like through the online community, witchcraft is coming out of the shadows. And that's my personal mission in life, is to bring witchcraft out of the shadows and into the mainstream.
I made tea. I have
the witches
beads.
Of Instagram community is empowering for many witches who feel like they don't fit in anywhere else.
I have cards.
It was kind of liberating for me because, like, even when I was in the Christian community, I never found my people. Like, somehow I was always like pushed to the edge and never kind of seen.
Did you hear that? I was never seen.
Yeah.
She wasn't unique there. She was just another believer.
Yeah.
And here, she is peacocking. She is unique. Here.
Like, and like, I get it.
You know? I get
like,
it too. I'm not making fun of that.
Right.
I'm not saying that that's bad. I'm saying, yeah, but I mean, like, also recognize it, right? Also recognize what you just said, which is you're doing this for attention.
Yeah, right.
You know, like,
I all the shit that I shit on it. I get it. Like, you're lonely or something, and it serves some kind of validating purpose to feel less. Right. Isolated. I don't think anybody should have to feel isolated.
I agree. Yeah.
But like, I mean, again, like, I think that there's like an honesty sometimes that's missing around a lot of this, you know, like,
and like there's also a validity. Newsweek is giving this some sort of validity by saying, look at these witches. No, these are people who are taking collage pictures of witchcraft-like material.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. It's just a picture. It's like an arrangement. Yeah. It's a still life of what it's like to be a witch.
This is no more. This is like when they stage food to take pictures of it. It's not food anymore.
Not
a lot of times it doesn't even contain food, right?
Milk is glue.
And like, all of this nonsense is basically the same thing. You're staging a moment rather than having a moment, rather than this is not the actuality of what happened. This is the staging of a burger, right? This is the idealized version of that hamburger.
It's pornography.
So it's no more sex than pornography is really sex.
Yeah. Like,
you know, it's a staged sold version of the billboard of sex.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So
Newsweek in some way is saying there's something to this. There's a group of people out there that are witches. And they, even in the article here, they talk about at one point how, Lana Del Rey came and visited one of these witch covens and they cast a spell on some, they've been casting spells on some of these like Republican leaders. And you're like, no, they didn't.
No,
they literally didn't. They chanted in a circle and maybe they fucking drank some tea together and smelled some incense, but they had as much effect on those people in the higher Republican places as those people at Catholic Church do every week when they say, and now we pray for the poor people in the world.
Right.
And then we get into our SUVs and we go home.
Right.
That's what they had, the exact same effect. Literally nothing. They smelled the incense. They held hands. They chanted together. Nothing fucking happened.
Right.
But you're giving it a validity that it doesn't deserve.
But here on Instagram and other platforms, you can feel like you're being seen by someone.
So many people think that there aren't witches. And we're everywhere. We are everywhere. So, of course, it makes sense if...
But particularly on Instagram.
You know, you're not a witch.
I love this. So they got like Egyptian photos and like what looks like an Oscar statue that's on fire.
It's like, what's so awesome is like all this stuff is just old gods.
Yeah.
It's all ones that everybody's like, that shit isn't real anymore.
It's witchy now because... it's less mainstream.
Yeah. It's I mean, witches are hipster religion.
Yeah,
like,
I know,
they're like, yeah, no, I like the old gods on vinyl.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
All right, this is from Right Wing Watch. Cat Care orders East Coast winter storm to put out the
California
wildfires.
This is amazing. This is amazing. Let's just watch it because this is absolutely stunning.
Oh my God.
Father, we take authority according to the power that Christ has given us over any power of the enemy, controlling those fires in California. We command the host of heaven to get in there and pull down every stronghold.
The host of heaven. I'm the host of heaven. How many in your party? best I can do is eternity. That's the wait. Is that okay? I have a really uncomfortable bench in the corner you can sit on forever.
Here's a pager. When it goes off, you get into heaven. That's just
picture. You know, there's a nice bar across the street. We'll text you when your table's ready. It'll be 16 billion years. Is that going to work for you?
You bash a demonic that want to bring fear or hate or death or destruction. We command you to pull them down, bash them. We command
smash them. Just beat them up, Jesus. Just fight them and break them and just
Gabriel. Gabriel, bring me my basher. Can you bring me my? It's the thing I bop the bunnies with. That's what I need. It looks like a little like a macular thing. I just smack them with it.
She speaks like a fucking fourth grader. Just bash him. Just
she speaks like our president.
Oh my god. Oh.
Like I said, like a fourth grader.
We need you to get in there and begin to break up those fires. We command low.
Break the fires up. Just crack those fires right in
what
half.
Do you do to break?
Great. Now I have two fires.
It's like you're whispering to one half of the fire. I think the other side's cheating on you.
You can do better. Than, I'm just saying.
Hey, I just want you to know, you remember not that everybody one cute would treat girl? Like she that. Was asking about you. So.
Low pressure system to come. Why do I say that? A low pressure system brings rain. And we need rain in that part right now.
Oh, you need water on the fire? Oh, write it down, everybody. Water on the fire. That's what we need.
It's like a ticker tape coming in. Holy shit, we need water?
We've been throwing sawdust on this thing the whole time.
Been chucking rakes at this thing for an hour. Nothing's happening.
Water. Hey, guys, water for the fire.
Rakes.
We're fucking stupid.
I'm rolling back to the rakes.
Somebody rake up all this water and put it on the fire. Just get a bag.
Just rake the ocean into
In our country right now, we need rain. Any other country that has fires burning, we're going to speak up for you too. Anywhere that fires are burning in this world that were started on purpose or just by nature.
There's just somebody like with a camp fire, just like this little tiny rake gun, just puts it out every time.
There's some guy.
It's so cold.
Some guy standing over his stove trying to cook his rice. He's like, what the fuck, man?
I started this fire
just
on purpose.
I started on purpose, but I can't get it to every moment. The fuck?
Tiny localized cat shaped fucking clouds.
There's like a little cloud everywhere.
Self, we take authority over all the power of the enemy trying to use them and bring harm and destruction. And again, we send the host everywhere they're at. There's plenty of hosts to send everywhere to bring an end to those fires. We come in and begin to fizzle, to go out.
Did she just
fizzle and go out? Just the fire's like, ugh.
The fire's not going to listen to you. Look, we just covered a witch thing. Fire's not going to listen to you unless you say it funny. So do it like in Pig Latin. Be like, Izzlefay, Izzlefay, Izzlefay. And point at it. Maybe you can wave like a stick or like arrange maybe some shit on a charcuterie board. Do something fun, cat.
Let the oxygen be removed from the fire itself, but not from any of the surrounding atmosphere.
But not from the people that need the oxygen. Just the oxygen from the fire. Anyway, whatever you need to do from a technical perspective.
Oxygenus despacito. Go. Go.
I like that because it was like, Pig Latin plus Spanish.
Spanish. And now Alexis going to be putting Despacito on everybody's playlist.
Alexis, play Despacito.
It will not affect any person, place, or thing. But you
wait.
Except for the things that are affected that by are fire.
Or the places that are on
so
fire.
So it will affect those.
Or, hey, the people that are on fire.
Anyway, like the host is like, Kat, look, I got it. You don't want the fire. Let me take care of the details about how we get rid of the fire. You're commanding me in all these contrary ways. No wonder I can't get anything done, you stupid bitch.
No, I do know that if you remove the oxygen from the fire, it will go out. It has to feed on that. And so I thank you, Father, right now that even as we declare together, let's say this together, we command a low pressure.
Wait, hold on. I don't know what you're going
to
fucking say.
Well,
best I could do is mumble after you. I feel like be like, murder, murder,
it's
murder,
like
murder,
wedding
murder,
vows. Repeat after me. Fuck what? Okay. I got to memorize this until you stop. Then I got to go back and say it.
Well, I want to hear what we're supposed to say
all
together, right?
Should we do it together? You want to pray together?
Let's see what she has to say. Okay.
Right,
so this,
let's do it.
This together.
Say this together.
We command a low pressure system to begin to form, just like it did in the Bible. When they were asking for rain to come.
Remember that?
Okay, the low going back to the Bible. Yeah.
Hey, we're not sure what pressure is yet, because we're 2,000 years old and basically fucking illiterate in every way.
It's in the Bible. Yeah. You know, that also what happened in the Bible. They were able to command rain. They were able to walk on water. They were able to shit out kids as virgins. they were able to build arcs out of literally no material. It turns out when you write a story 2,000 years ago, you really don't have to have a lot of verification there.
We command the low pressure system to begin to form in California over those fires and let it rain and rain and rain until those fires are put out. That nothing.
And until there's landslides and mudslides and until floods. The flash floods cause rampant destruction among the poor beleaguered survivors who have almost no hope of rescuing their measly remaining belongings. Let the bodies of the incinerated be covered in mounds of liquid ash that roll over them. Wait a minute. Maybe we should have just the right amount.
And rain until those fires are put out, that nothing will even be smoking. Not even embers. Not even smoke. We don't want.
What the fuck? Not even the Look, smoke is smoking.
I don't want. I want to make sure that the smoke is not smoking anymore.
Joe Camel just has to saunter away from the fire. Like, fuck. So, I'm
fine.
Not even.
I'll just take my Camel Cash elsewhere.
Whatever. The Marlboro man are going to go get throatectomies or something.
I'm going to go take my Camel Cash and buy a tote bag or something. So you carry on my trachea.
Stop that. We thank you, God, for helping to bring an end to that by us using the host, by taking words of authority and using them. If you're a child of the living God, you have a right to speak to that.
But what if I'm a child of the walking dead? Is that different?
It's just a little. Yeah.
We declare and decree that storm Avery.
Okay. So she has a cameraman. A cameraman who's in front of the camera. This is my favorite. This is the best. So you have to.
Whoa, right. Kaboom, the technology. All oh right, my God.
So 213. 213. What happens? You can't even imagine. This is the best. It's literally the best. I wish we were fucking doing this in video. It's literally the best. All right, so what she did was she had her cameraman take a picture. Now it's blurry still, but it's gonna focus and it's gonna be Florida and a pressure like a low pressure like a like the East Coast winter storm. God. That's going over. But she basically has a like
it's their, on her cell phone.
Somebody's putting a cell phone
in
or some image.
Camera.
In front of the camera.
Go back a second. It's just somebody stuck. Somebody called up like the fucking weather app on their phone and stuck it in front of the camera.
So here we go. It's 209. I'm going to play
technology
it.
Yeah,
here
we moment.
Go. Hey, let's
go to our meteorologist.
It'd be awesome if she just put like an action figure up that looked like her, like ooh, moving. Okay, we're going to push this way. All right, so here we go.
Oh my God.
Cree that storm Avery. There's a picture of it. There's a picture of where the weather system is. That's the area.
It's just somebody's fucking shitty cell phone.
It's either their cell phone or an iPad or something. It's hilarious. Oh, you're right. It's a cell phone because they're using their hand only. One hand. Oh, it's brilliant.
Seriously, it's their weather app that they just stuck on their cell phone in front of the camera, right in front of Kat's face while she was talking.
That's amazing.
Speaking to you right now, it sure would be good if we could just kind of move that over the fires, wouldn't it?
They just moved 2,000 miles to the west.
God's like, oh, look, you know what I'll do is I'll just open up my teleporters. I got them in Georgia. I sucked up all the Democratic ballots in there with it. So I just teleport that thing right over.
I love it's like she has no sense of scale. This storm isn't even to Memphis.
Yeah.
Right? It's not even to, it's like on Atlanta. It's like, well, we just need to move it 2,000 miles.
What do you
away.
What do you do? Do you stand in Georgia and just wave a piece of cardboard? What do you
Everybody
do?
Everybody on three.
Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, all weather systems travel west to east.
I know, right? It's going the wrong way. Well, just wait. In 24,000 more miles, it'll wrap back around.
We can command it to go in there. Let's see what happens, okay? We hit that weather system. We're just going to step out, right? We're hitting that weather system from where it's placed right now. We hit it to go west, right? We're going to go all the way west to California, and cover that area over top. We're going to do that too. We command the weather system, the low pressure system.
Why wouldn't you command just a new weather system? Why do you have to use the existing weather system traveling in the opposite direction, 2,000 miles away from where you have a problem?
I'll tell you
why. If you're using magic as your solution. What?
I'll tell you why.
What? Is it the witches of Instagram?
I was kidding. No.
Are they? Is it just somebody's charcuterie board of rocks that's going to make this happen?
I am chorizo.
This is so stupid. Everything we're covering is stupid, Tom. It's all stupid.
But I want to say,
all
like,
right, rank this
like,
in, buddy.
Here we go. Remember that stupid ass story where God stops the world for that one guy so his battle can last a little longer or whatever? You've heard of that, right?
Yeah,
and then like physicists have gone through and done the math and they're like, yeah, everybody's face would have melted off because of the friction or whatever. You know, like people have done the math. Like, it's the same thing when we talk about how Santa Claus delivers all the presents or whatever. You know, like, he has to spend, you know, 0.1 billionth of a millisecond at every house or whatever, except for all the poor kids in the world who don't get presents. It should really only count the kids in the world that get presents.
We're going to say it actually does dramatically reduce it when you, like, you only have to stop at the middle class homes.
Jesus. That and the Toys for Tots centers. Those are the only places he has to stop.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Who's ungrateful? And you don't deserve shit. And you don't deserve shit.
Oh, gosh. I wonder if the president this year is going to be talking about clean colon stockings. I wonder if that's going to be something that gets brought up. No, but like, I think the reason why she thinks this is a thing is because they don't understand anything anyway, right? Like, they think like you can stop the world on a dime and they think that that you could take the stars out of the sky. Like, there's a bunch of, reading Record Revelation. They're like, yeah, and the stars will fall from the sky. It's like, if a star hits the earth, we are so small in comparison to literally any star.
Yeah, right.
And it will basically destroy us.
It wouldn't matter. Like, the star we'd be melted long before it impacted, right? You'd be like, oh no, it moved a little. We're all dead forever. Like, oh, we got gravity to weigh. Like,
whoopsie. So for the next couple of weeks, we're going to be skipping our patrons because we are recording ahead of schedule. So we'll be skipping a few of our, like a few readings of our patrons, but don't worry. We're going to be mentioning you in December when we come back and we're recording, since we're recording short on a short week this week, and we probably won't be recording for the next week. We won't be able to announce the most recent ones. We got an image, and I'm going to put this on our website for this week. This is episode 444. There's a Montana plate, and I don't know if this is real or not. But it looks like there's a Montana plate with Cog Dis as the Montana. I think that's amazing.
Wow.
I think that's amazing. I'm going to put it on this week's show notes. I think somebody might have computer generated that more than anything else. But, you know, we got a bunch of messages on Facebook and on Twitter. And we also got messages via email about when we were talking about elitism in politics. And I want to talk about two major arguments that people are putting forward. One, they're saying, hey guys, I just want to point out that Ted Cruz has a bunch of letters after his name. Ben Carson is a very educated man. That's fine, but that doesn't mean that that all educated people are Ben Carson, right? And I don't know that I like that argument. I just think, like, you know, you got to have standards when you're hiring for a job. That's it. I'm not saying you need to have standards for any other part of our democratic system. And somebody else, I think it was on Twitter, was like, you guys hate democracy or something. And I was just like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, we hate democracy because we think, you know, people should be qualified for the job. I don't think that. I don't know that I agree as strongly as Tom does about the levels of education, but I definitely think the guy or gal we hire should be qualified. The other major thing that people are saying, and this is a totally separate issue, is that people who are educated in this country mostly come from either they're either economically privileged or they're white, or that, you know, there's some sort of privilege in their background. And I recognize that that's a problem, but I also don't think that that problem is necessarily connected to this other one of having incompetent leaders. I think the more often you have competent leaders, the better chance we have to dealing with that problem.
Yeah, I don't think that that setting a standard and you're only talking about, you know, for all of Congress, you're only hiring 535 people. That's not a lot of jobs.
It's not.
It's not a lot of jobs. And I do. I stand by what I said. I think you have to have, we have standards for everything else. You have a standard for, if I want a job working for the EPA, like we have a friend that works for the EPA. She's a scientist for the EPA. Well, she had to get a fucking degree in science.
In EPAing.
Right. Yeah. It's not like she can show up and be like, well, you know, I really want that job and sure. I really give a shit about the environment. I'm a really good person, you know, and I have a degree in theater history, right? Sure. Like that doesn't play because she's just not qualified to make the right. She doesn't have the requisite education to make decisions on the topic she's being asked to make decisions about. Think about what we ask of our lawmakers. We ask our lawmakers to weigh in and decide for us issues around science, around technology, around climate, around finance, around economics. And we don't require that any of them know anything about those topics. There is no requirement at all. And there are people who know about those things. And we could hire those people. I would actually, like, you can send me all your emails. It's okay to disagree with me on this. It's okay. But I would say, like, personally, I would take it a step further and say, if you want to be on the House Finance Committee, you goddamn well better have a degree in finance. And if you want to be on the, you know, a technology related committee, you better goddamn well have a degree in science and technology. You just should, or you're not qualified to sit on that committee. I mean, I think about like private industry. Private industry would never put up with this shit. If I'm in a private company and I say I'm going to form a committee to research A, I'm only going to look inside my company for people with experience and education surrounding topics concerning A, whatever it happens to be. It is only this weird quirk of government where we say, it's okay for you not to have any fucking idea what you're talking about. You should probably make the world's most important decisions on that topic.
It's interesting because now that I'm thinking about it, one of the things that I think is, I think a lot of these people are willfully ignorant because the money makes them ignorant, right? If you're getting a lot of funding from the oil companies or something, you're going to be willfully ignorant about the climate. You're just, it doesn't matter what degree you have. You're going to think, you're just going to be willfully ignorant about
sure,
it. And right. I think the problem is that when we look at these people who are not educated and willfully ignorant, they can always fall back on, well, they are actually ignorant too. But if they're educated in that subject, they can't fall back on that. Well, I don't know a lot about that stuff. I'm not a scientist, but they are scientists. Well, now we think there's a real problem. Now we know you're lying to us. You're lying because of the money that's involved in this. You know about this stuff. You know that this causes climate change, et cetera.
And the thing is like, also like it would not be perfect, right?
No, because it's never perfect,
but it is closer, right? It's just like, think about hiring for any other position. Anytime you hire in any position, there's no guarantee that because somebody's resume says a certain set of things, they're going to be the right person to hire.
Yeah.
But you still want their resume to say certain things because it is a higher likelihood when you hire them. Yeah. All this does is increase the odds that they will be successful. And I don't know if they're going to be fucking making decisions about tax law. Maybe they should have a background in economics and taxes.
Sure.
Right. Because if they don't, they're just like, I don't know. My aide said this is how it works.
Yeah. No, I think there's something to be said there. I don't know. I do know how to fix the other problem about, you know, inequality of education. I know how to fix that problem. And that problem gets fixed by a lot more funding in our educational system, a ton more funding in our educational system. Allowing the playing field to be a lot more level when it comes to education, not basing it off property taxes, those sorts of things. You know, like there's a lot of things that you can do to fix that educational problem in our country.
Yeah, I think, you know, the Scandinavian countries have it right where there is no such thing as crippling educational and medical debt.
Yeah.
Right. I can't get into, unless I really work for it, in many parts of the world, I cannot get into crippling educational debt and I cannot get into crippling medical debt. Get rid of those two things. Give some universal child care. You fix huge problems of inequality the board.
Huge. But good discussion all around, though.
Thank you.
I think it's a good discussion. I don't think it's bad to disagree on this point. I think it's fine to disagree on this point. I think it's bad to resort to hyperbole, but I think it's fine to disagree on it.
Yeah. And maybe I'm wrong. Like I'll say
it's
that.
Okay.
Like maybe
it's
I'm
okay
wrong.
To be,
I'm willing
it's okay
to look
to be,
at arguments.
Yeah. It's okay to be wrong. It's also okay to be, you know, not 100% right. That's okay. Yeah. That's how discussion works. We got a couple messages about modest needs. We are super happy about the amount of money that we raised. We found
out. Guys, thank you.
Yeah, we found out 100
$100,000 plus $115,000 with that match from Modest Needs. And then an anonymous donor on our side also kicked in a lot of money. So there's a lot of money that was given. $115,000 is an amazing amount of money. But a couple of people sent us messages about like Modest Needs and sort of their practices. That's questions we really can't answer. So if you're having issues either applying for Modest Needs or you're having issues with people you know trying to get help from Modest Needs,
please comment. Go to Modest Needs.
Yeah, go to Modest Needs and talk to people there. Maybe contact them directly. The only person we have access to is this, like the guy who runs it. He's the head of the organization, and he's not a boots on the ground guy. So we don't have anybody who we know that's like ingesting forms or any of that stuff. You got to work through the company there or through the charity there. We just don't have any access. We're sorry, we can't help you. So we got a message. It's an Etsy listing from James.
I kind of love it.
And James sent in an image for a toilet brush. We're going to post a link to this.
So much.
I'm sure this person's going to get a lot of hilarious messages and things. And maybe you want to buy it. I don't know. But
I've never wanted to buy a toilet brush before. I've never been like, that's what I want.
Yeah. So we got a message. Tom, we got a message from Chris.
Yeah. So Chris donated to Vulgarity for Charity. And I made a mistake. I was supposed to have roasted his son. And I did not roast your son. I roasted you in error. That is my mistake. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
I dislike you both equally. So what I will do is I will make sure to roast you aggressively. I roast your son rather, not you again. That would be kind of funny if hilarious. I roast him again. Now I kind of want to roast you again. Yeah. I will roast your son with vigor on our next recording for Vulgarity.
It'll be on Monday, so we'll make sure to do it. We're going to record on Monday. It won't release, though, I don't think, until next week. But we're going to do another Vulgarity for Charity recording on this show and on Scathing. So we'll make sure it'll be on this show, next show. Listen to the next show, Chris, and you're gonna hear the roast of your son. We got a message from Kernan, and this was on Patreon, and he said, and this is something we talked about, and I don't remember if it was on a live stream or it was on a last show or if it was on even on the patron-only AMA, but we're talking about saying, I made after you had sex. Like you would say, I made. And he says, one of my favorites was about a guy she dated. Now this is talking about a story that he heard. My favorites is about a guy she dated who, whenever he came, he would blurt out, I'm happening.
That is so amazing. That is so amazing.
If he said, I'm happening, and then he swatted her ass afterwards and said, good game, that is just killing it. You're crushing it at that point. Someone sent in the picture of someone's back of their car. Now, I'm not going to post the picture at all, but I am going to read what it says on the back of the car. And they're saying this is like a right wing nut job. And the picture was sent in by Mike, by the way, but just want to read what it says. It says, hey, left wing, pull the dick out of your ass and put it in your fucking mouth. That sounds kind of gay. I mean, not in a bad way either. Like, that sounds like ass to mouth.
It just sounds unclean. Like, it just sounds unhygienic.
Got a little ass to mouth going on here.
It's a little like this.
Us left wingers, we love ass to mouth.
I don't know that that's the case.
We got an image from Aaron, and it's fucking amazing. Emma posted on this week's show notes. It's about the forest fires.
It's very,
very, very funny.
Very funny.
We also got another image from Chris, and it's another image about the forest fires. Check it out. It's on this week's show notes, 444. So we are taking a couple weeks off, but we're going to have shows for you. Don't worry. When we come back, we're probably going to do a live stream. We'll let you know when that's going to be happening. We suspect one of the shows that we're going to be doing is sort of going to be a long form show, talking less about current events and more about social media. And it's going to be a little more serious discussion that's coming out in the next couple of weeks. Let us know what you think about that one too. Send us messages if you like it or dislike it. But that's going to wrap it up for this week. We're going to leave you like we always do with the Skeptic's Creed.
Credulity is not a virtue. It's fortune cookie cutter, mommy issue, hypno Babylon bullshit. Couched in scientician, double bubble, toil and trouble, pseudo-quasi-alternative, acupunctuating, pressurized, stereogram, pyramidal, free energy healing, water downward spiral, brain deadpan, sales pitch, late night info docutainment. Leo, Pisces, cancer cures, detox, reflex, foot massage, death and towers, tarot cards, psychic healing, crystal balls, Bigfoot, Yeti, aliens, churches, mosques, and synagogues, temples, dragons, giant worms, Atlantis, dolphins, truthers, birthers, witches, wizards, vaccine nuts, shaman healers, evangelists, conspiracy, doublespeak, stigmata, nonsense. Expose your sides. Thrust your hands, bloody, evidential, conclusive. Doubt even this.
The opinions and information provided on this podcast are intended for entertainment purposes only. All opinions are solely that of Glory Hole Studios, LLC. Cognitive Dissonance makes no representations as to accuracy, completeness, currentness, suitability, or validity of any information and will not be liable for any errors, damages, or butthurt arising from consumption. All information is provided on an as-is basis. No refunds. Produced in association with the local Dairy Council and viewers like you.